notice by the parking lot of a house emptied after a foreclosure. A yellow jacket slinks through curved rain into a half-open fuchsia, both heavy with water. Bench. Cut grass, gasoline, mound of rotted weeds in a vacant lot. The scent cast dense with each breeze and flustered shade. What's in a day's name? It slowly summoned rhythms looped through the musicless field. Afternoon's clamor, huddled cars, deflated bass lines at a red light. An argument rattling the blue aluminum trailer. Close. Hedges dredged in shadow where a song's confusion roosts tell the time. Forming. The languages we dream, their dissolution into morning's striations, what scores the contours of the room we find ourselves breathing in, how they leave us without speech, in pieces, a part of the pattern day consumes to become. And this is titled The Process, which isn't the cult called The Process, which you might know from the, right? Manson was involved with The Process. It's nothing to do with them, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on your bias. The Process. Cross-stitched outside sounds double the day's indoor confusion. How to untwine noise to see. There's the bay highway slashed beneath water, a weaker shade of gray than this momentary sky's widening bruise. The page turns on the table, bare despite all I thought was written there. For last page, memory moves forward and backward, an echo gathering more and more silence. So that's exit north. And I'm going to just flip through areas of fog and read some just randomly. Autumnal equinox. Sober for once, for what? For the words to budge. We spent summer propped up by each other's stuttering. There are seasons here if you squint, and there's relief in the landscapes, sloughed off cusps of color, fallen over the familiar landmarks, the familiar trash, things that last. Conditions. Haze, chalk dust white, replaces the space I realize as sky. Forests far off, not too far, on fire. So goes the word and this evidence. August. In its lengthening glare, dawn submerges a dream's wreckage. The mock orange outside the window flexes with weather. Some semblance of quiet or near quiet, not quite silence, as if silence ever is, drones. A memory of a face I remember forgetting, how it sinks again behind my head, a shadow's palpable black. June. Dangled above the traffic's grasp, a contrail a crow, a nailed gun's echo. Listening to Joseph Travelo's home recordings, in the room of a memory of a room, static brackets each syllable. Afternoon effaces the floor while the pills take effect. All I will amount to, the hours these walls enclose as song. Conversation. Horizon bound by road signs and wires. Low tide, wide swaths of mud rub in. Words, we have none. We're lost in the tongue, splayed between shadows, bending with the wind's pitch. Poem including history. A curb the color of nausea. Parking lot gravel splintered with glass, dog shit, receipts. Storage sheds, a row of lamplit doors deepening as dusk thickens. Now, night, they're all that's left, and traffic's excuse for music moving through the room. Photograph of a mine. Somehow the ground's as hollow as the sky. Sheared cliff face, strewn rock pile. This heave of machinery, a stilted vacancy. Toward a torn cloud's border, exhaust plumes pull apart.